A lifeline for San Diego students. I'm Joshua Lipton. San Diegans are feeling confused and anxious over the current stay-at-home orders. For some, it's an occasion to connect more purposefully with family members. For others, it's causing worry and uncertainty, which can worsen mental health and substance abuse. And our kids are particularly at risk.
Students have lost their schools, their teachers, their friends, and the structure that school provides. It's often underappreciated how valuable school is to students, and in many cases, you know, some of the best several hours of their day, even if they don't always appreciate it and say so. But we now recognize what all of us are experiencing. We are experiencing a grieving process over these losses, and these are losses, very real losses. Now, these losses, both large and small, are stressful by nature. They may result in some anxiety and depression in children, teens, and adults.
Terry Maxson is the clinical director at Mending Matters, an organization that teams up with school districts to provide valuable resources to students who need help. Maria Hemmen is the executive director of Mending Matters.
Mending Matters is an organization that partners with schools and school districts. We provide mental health services and social and emotional programs specifically for middle and high school students. When Mending Matters started, our purpose was focused on two primary things. So first of all, we wanted students to be able to access the services and the help that they needed. So eliminating the barriers that were keeping them from getting the help that they needed, whether that was transportation challenges, referral systems, or just how to enroll. We wanted students to be able to just walk into the space or walk a friend in and get the support that they needed. We also wanted teachers or counselors or school administration to be able to refer a student that they thought could benefit from some support.
Hemmen says up to 20% of children meet the criteria for a mental health diagnosis each year and 5% for a substance use disorder. She adds that 80% of kids who need mental health services do not receive care. And during the COVID crisis, Hemmen says the loss of classrooms can amplify these problems dramatically.
For our students, what we see is that it mimics a sense of normalcy, and the students are able to practice and develop important communication skills with that face-to-face interaction. You're also face-to-face, you're able to reflect the emotions of another person, so whether they're smiling or laughing or tearing up. I think in a group setting, we also see how the face-to-face interactions provide them with a sense of community, and they're really able to build social connections because of that interaction.
And clinical director Terry Maxson says the pandemic and subsequent shutdown have thrown a wrench in our sense of routine.
The predictability, if you will, of what's going to happen, you know, next. What does my world look like? So it no longer looks very familiar to us. It also undermines our sense of control over our lives in terms of I can master it, because we don't know what we're mastering at this point. And finally, our sense of safety, of security, has been undermined.
With the usual lifelines to friends and classmates cut and our sense of normalcy lost, Hemmen says Mending Matters is more important now than ever before.
We provide students with a place to really give their own story a voice and a space to validate their fears and concerns, to talk about the loss and to grieve. Every student that we work with is given the space to kind of learn about the reasons for their responses, and they choose how to heal. And I think that piece is so important. We know that our current work with students, that we are still able to support them, even though it is virtual. I understand that addressing student mental health needs is complex, and one size doesn't fit all. So we're being very proactive and innovative in how we're responding.
Hemmen also says a key component of the program is that it is student-driven, relying on youth ambassadors to advocate for fellow students.
We really wanted students to be able to express and for us to listen to what they needed, what was relevant to them, and use innovative approaches as we built mental health programs on the campuses. So we know now from the response that we're getting that this is really what students are looking for.
Clinical director Terry Maxson says someone always needs help and urges people not to be afraid to speak up.
If you see something, say something, because somebody's well-being may depend on it.
Currently, the organization only works with specific school districts around San Diego County. You can find resources for students at mendingmatters.org. Joshua Lipton, KOGO News.